It's funny how the more affluent we become, the more our possessions dominate our lives. You buy this, you buy that, and before you know it, you have stuff spilling out of everywhere. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to Fresh. It's amazing how much clutter fills our homes. Little by little, it creeps up on you until you realise that there's all this stuff at your place that you're never ever going to use. Why do we do that? Not only did it cost you hard cash, but now it's taking up valuable space. And for what? And so you have a spring clean, you declutter just like the design experts tell you to do. Hey, maybe you even have a garage sale. But it's all in vain, because you know it's all going to happen again, little by little. But what if we just decided to declutter our lives? I mean, permanently. Just strip things back to the minimum rather than the maximum. Hey, the credit card would be healthier. We'd have more money to give away to the poor and needy, and we'd have much more room to move and less junk. You'd actually be able to find stuff when you open the cupboard. Luke chapter 16, verse 13. You cannot serve two masters at the same time. You'll hate one master and love the other, or you'll be loyal to one and not care about the other. You cannot serve God and money at the same time. But you have to decide once and for all that it's time to change. Jesus was pretty clear. You can't serve God and money. You just can't. It's either one or the other. So, which one is it going to be for you, God or money? Are you going to be rich in this earth or rich towards God? That's God's word, fresh for you today. What we need is a catalyst for change in our lives, and there is nothing, nothing more powerful than taking His word into our heart day by day. You can receive this devotional in your inbox every day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.